Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here on location at the 2020 Reese Senior Bowl with the UCA standout Darnay. What's it like being down here and just kind of being part of this Senior Bowl experience?
Overall, it's just a blessing, you know, be able to just soak in all this knowledge, soak in all this game, and be able to, you know, be frontline with NFL coaches is just something that you couldn't imagine when I was a kid, for sure. But just being here now, it's a dream come true.
Now, you're an athletic kid. You got a lot, Pop Warner days, were you the kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns a game?
I was something like that. I was a kid that was reversing field. You know, I had no direction, but the end zone was my end goal.
Were you that good where maybe some parents wanted to check Darnay Holmes' birth certificate to make sure you're legal age?
No doubt. It was a picture of me said I am 12.
Really?
Nah. I'll just play with you.
That's awesome. So kind of take us through. When you kind of start, you know, going through high school and, you know, and getting looks, what other schools were involved and how did you choose to be a Bruin?
Yeah, so pretty much UCLA was involved, obviously. Howard State was involved and USC. So pretty much, you know, I just laid out the foundations and portfolios for all the schools and I picked what was best for me and picked out what was best for me longevity-wise, you know, just the connections and just the network and just after school where my value be at within that school program.
Nice. Now you know as well as anybody, playing in a big-time program in a Pac-12, you know not every kid gets this opportunity to be where you're at. Where do you kind of get the sense of what you're doing on Saturdays is going to allow you an opportunity to make a living on Sunday?
Say that one more time.
Like, when you know that reality of making it in the league. You know, you could have got to UCLA and never started.
Uh-huh.
But when do you kind of get the sense that you have the skill set to get to this next level?
Pretty much just being on the field as a true freshman. You know, I knew that they saw something in me that I probably didn't see. You know, my confidence level probably wasn't there. You know, my mind state was probably wasn't at where it's at now, obviously. But just having that support system that believed in me when I didn't believe in myself and just going out throughout the process, seeing those glimpses of greatness, you're like, I can do this.
And you are doing it, man. Once again, Darnay Holmes here on the C2P talking a little Senior Bowl football. You're probably been pulled and, you know, from left to right talking to different teams while you've been down here. But, if they're watching that tape of you, what are those skills? What are those home run abilities that they're going to love?
Pretty much, I feel like I'm an athletic person. You know, I have value and I'm versatile. I could play special teams, I'm looking to be a special teams phenom. That could be a gunner. That could be a return specialist. That could be anything that needs to be... that's needed for that team, I should say. You know, I want to play a maximizing role so we could take that team to where they want to be taken to, So I just want to do whatever I can to provide for that team in that state wherever I'm at.
Now, does anything go unnoticed? I always ask maybe you're a team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie, maybe the system you ran didn't allow you to showcase other skills. Anything that these guys need to know about?
Pretty much, I feel like a lot of times things that go unnoticed is the things that's behind scenes. You know, people dealing with mental stresses, people dealing with inevitable things like suffering and trauma, and being able to deal with those things, solve those problems, flip the page and be here now. There's a lot of things that happened in my past that allowed me to be here that molded my soul. And I feel like a lot of athletes go through things, but just in general, the social media age, you see just the glitz and glamour of things. You see the gratification, but you don't see the behind the scenes when an athlete don't know who they are, when they have to dig deep within and find their inner soul.
You're a wise young man. You have some wisdom in your words. Before you said that, though, you said a couple of things, though. It seems like you're a little wiser than most of your age. Is that fair?
Yeah, I should say that. I feel like I'm an old soul in this generation, but I'm the type of person I want to push the education to the younger generation and also people within this generation as well. It's just a lot of people who's pushing the wrong information. That's through either rap, through their Instagram, and I feel like nowadays you got to be able to sustain and maintain your success. You just don't want to get to your success and just go downhill. You want to be able to sustain and maintain it.
excellent. Scouts are gonna have, those scouts have to love talking to you one on right now. They gotta love it.
I hope so. I believe so too. You know, I feel like God's just speaking through me. You know, each and every breath I take, you know, I'm taking counting steps, and that's how I'm feeling on the field today. I'm just trusting myself, you know. And at the end of the day, it's gonna be good plays, it's gonna be bad plays, but I know at the end of the day, I'm just gonna be consistent. And what I learned today and the past day, they said in the NFL is about what you have done lately. And I feel like a lot of young guys feel like this is what I have done in the past, so this is why I got this clout and this value. But nowadays, what have you done lately? So if you get that understanding, you're going to go out there each and every day with something to prove, and that's how I'm feeling.
And you do. I mean, in the National Football League, you do have to bring it every week, or you know there's another gentleman that wants that job. Darnay, before we wrap things up, it was a pleasure speaking with you. We call it three and out.
Three and out.
Talk
to me.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. It's a Saturday. UCLA. Maybe Friday night. Any rituals?
So pretty much, I go to church. I mean, not church, it's chapel.
Okay.
It's chapel. I do chapel. Pretty much before I go to bed, I do a little meditation practice, you know, just some deep breathing, you know, just visualize how I want to play the next day, and just know that at the end of the day, to take away the anxiety or fear, you know, you got to live in the moment, and that's through your breathing.
Nice. How about this one?
Talk to me.
Nicknames? You
nickname.
Or a teammate? Any crazy nicknames?
So pretty much when I was a kid, I had a big head. I still got a big head, but you can't see with my braids. When I had a little tape, you can see my head. They call me Bub Head. Yeah. Crazy. Crazy.
All right. Now, this is the last one. Usually, this is the question you gentlemen like answering the most. We tally up all the names, and right before draft night on draft eve, we announce which female celebrity got the most votes. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who's Darnay Holmes going to invite to lunch?
It'll be my girl, Shanice.
Yeah?
Shanice Flynn. Yeah, Shanice Elizabeth Flynn. Let me take you out, girl.
Yeah, you're smooth.
I like that.
You're
now.
Smooth. I tell you what, Darnay's smooth. He's going to have these scouts there. He's going to invite them too, man. Hey, man, great career. And again, man, we have to say stay humble,
yes,
stay
sir.
Hungry, and be blessed.
Appreciate
and,
you for
show
having
up.
Me. Real talk. Yes,
no
sir.
Problem, man.
Yeah.
This has been a C2P exclusive.